You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So I thought about Ace and TJ early this morning when I woke up and I watched the news and watched all the coverage of Hurricane Francine ripping through Louisiana, leaving hundreds of thousands without power and bringing in rainfall that has caused flooding in a lot of areas of Louisiana.
But two pieces of good news. One, it was downgraded to a tropical storm overnight. So it hit as a Category 2, but quickly dissipated down to a tropical storm. Second piece of good news, it's moving at a high rate of speed. So it's moving through pretty quickly based on what I saw this morning and last night. So as long as it keeps moving, that lowers the possibility of extensive flooding.
Did you guys check on your family?
Yeah, so it can't be like Louisiana citizens. It has to keep moving.
It's got to keep moving.
It can't just sit around not doing anything. It's got to keep moving.
That's what they say. Yeah. So a lot of people watching that. The VMAs happened last night, and I got a lot of thoughts. I grew up loving the VMAs, and to watch the shell of its former self is difficult. But Taylor Swift was there. Katy Perry won the Vanguard Video Vanguard Award, which is basically their Lifetime Achievement Award. They also gave Katy Perry the best VMA performance of all time, which is mind-blowing to me when you think about all the iconic, not just VMA performances, musical performances. Eminem was on that list when he walked in doing Real Slim Shady with all those guys that are dressed just like him in the blonde hair. I don't even like Eminem. That was 10 times the performance that Katy Perry did. Britney Spears and Madonna and Christina Aguilera kissing on stage. It was global news, and they give it to Katy Perry's Roar.
And give there are a lot of great bands that performed would perform live that were fantastic.
Rap, it was the hub of all things great music. And now
I did flip over. I didn't even know it was on last night. And I saw it as I was scrolling through channels yesterday. And I decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to watch the beginning of the VMAs. I flipped over, and they were finishing an interview with Tyla. Mm-hmm. And the two guys interviewing her were horrible. Yeah. They were horrible. Horrible. And then I watched the beginning of the show because they said, oh, Eminem's going to open. Okay, I'll stay and watch Eminem. And he kind of did it. His performance was pretty good, but he kind of did a nod to that iconic performance with all the Slim Shadys coming in behind him. They recreated something very similar, and he did kind of a mashup of two songs, and he was good.
I shouldn't care about this stuff as much as I do, but this one bothered me.
Well, I'm really upset because I was supposed to watch it, and then I got another offer, which was to go next door and let my neighbor's teenage son kick me between the legs. So that's why I'm limping a little bit today. I chose that over having to endure the VMAs.
Not a fan.
It's just trash. Trash all over the place.
And then SpaceX is trending this morning. The first civilian spacewalk taking place today in the, you know, the new fancy space outfits. I didn't realize NASA astronauts are wearing spacesuits that were made 40 years ago. It's hard to believe. Yeah. So to look at these SpaceX civilians wearing the cool, like, futuristic spacesuits, it's kind of interesting to see.
It's crazy.
So.
Just regular people. The first non-government employees to ever walk in space today.
It's pretty wild. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
There's a guy who's done something stupid. I think we'll all agree on that. But is his wife overreacting? Wait until you hear exactly what he's done. We'll get to that next.
Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Show. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
John Bon Jovi saved the lady's life. Have y'all seen the story out of Nashville? Tuesday night, John Bon Jovi was filming a video on a bridge when he noticed a lady in despair standing on the ledge. He went over, began to talk to her, was able to convince her not to jump, and he and then his crew came over and joined him. And they were able to pull the lady back from the ledge. He's got some history and experience with this, thanks to his JBJ Soul Foundation. And the Metro Police in Nashville said, "Hey, you know, God bless them. They did a great thing by helping everybody out. So that was wonderful."
I wonder if she was already on the other side of the railing, about ready to jump off, or she was on still on this side of the railing.
No, the picture I saw, there was a picture. He was standing. It looked like 6-8 feet away from her, and she was on the other side of the rail, like
ready to jump.
Yeah. Now there's a walking bridge, and there's a little thing there that you're like an edge you can stand on.
Yeah, I know that bridge.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if he could have just like kind of grabbed her around the neck and slung her back over that railing, you know.
It looked like he was probably,
so he could have gotten back to work faster.
Yeah, like, hey, lady, I got stuff to do. All right, so this is posted on our Facebook page if you want to go read it for yourself. And I think we can all agree, this is a dumb play by this guy. But here's the information that we got from a lady. "I wake up at 6 every morning to make my husband's lunch. So I definitely noticed a couple of weeks ago when he brought it home untouched. He said that someone from the office had brought something in to eat and he didn't want to hurt her feelings. Since then, he's done this 3 other times. He says that she is just a good cook and often has leftovers that she can't finish. He says this shouldn't be a big deal because he eats what I make, just not that day at work. I asked if this woman was single. He said she was. But he insisted that had nothing to do with the situation. I told him from now on, he needs to politely decline because he is sending her signals. He thinks I am being ridiculous. Who is right?"
This was on an episode of King of Queens one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Spence, who is the friend of Carrie and Doug, was dating a woman in culinary school. And so she would bring her food to Doug to try and, you know, to kind of give her pointers on how it turned out and all. And he loved it. And he became, got to the point where he was loving that woman's food so much, Carrie, his wife, said he was cheating on her because he should be liking her food.
Mm. And here's the one thing that we don't know. And it's looking at the comments, one of the big questions, are other people getting this food or is just he getting this food?
Mm.
We don't know that.
Yeah, that's
major. I have to assume, though, based on the way she's written this, he is the one getting the food. He may be the only person getting food from her.
Yeah, and I would say she needs to leave him if they don't have kids yet, especially because you don't want him passing the dumb gene down to the kids.
Yeah.
Because if he's so dumb that he's taking home the full containers of food and telling her that he didn't eat it, then you do not need to be mothering any children from him because they're going to be dumb.
That's like I said in the beginning.
Throw it away.
Agreed. He's an idiot because at the very least, he should have just thrown away the
food. Half of it or whatever. You
know? Yeah, he should not have come home just bringing that food home with him. Yeah. So what do you
always go with deceit?
Yeah, at the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your opinions next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, so a lady asked for our opinion, your opinion. She wakes up at 6 every morning, makes her husband lunch. There's a woman in his office, though, who is single, and she'd been bringing in food, and he'd been eating her food. He said he didn't want to make her feel bad. He said he eats what his wife makes, too, just not that particular day, maybe the next day or, you know, whatever. The woman is single. He said that has nothing to do with the situation. His wife has told him he needs to start politely declining because he's sending her signals. He thinks she's being ridiculous. Overwhelmingly, the radio family has spoken, and they say she, the wife, is not being ridiculous, that he should 100% stop accepting food from this woman in his office.
Mm-hmm. No mention of what the woman in the office looks like, right?
No mention.
Okay, I think that's the next step. Go visit him at work or let him introduce you to this woman. And if you see that she's ugly, then you'll be like, I don't have to get up at 6 o'clock anymore. Thank God.
Right.
She can feed him all day. Thank you for feeding my husband.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Joey said he needs to make it clear he's married. The wife is right. If she's not Roxy, if she's not sharing with everyone, this is suspicious for sure. The wife is right. The wife is definitely right. If she's making food for the entire office, that's okay. But if it's just for him, she is sending signals and he needs to stop.
Okay. Well, when Alexis was here every day and she would come in with fruit and stuff that she had cut up to bring for her snacks, and Riggins was the only person that she would share it with, does that mean that they were cheating and they were sending each other signals?
Yes.
She would cut it up for him. I don't even eat this, but I brought it for you.
She brought my favorites. Like, uh-huh. I know you don't like this, so I brought that.
Here's Nancy, and a couple of people have said this. First of all, let him make his own lunch. He's a grown man. Make his own lunch. Rant over.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Stand your ground, wifey.
Okay.
I don't like her opinion anymore.
But there are a lot of people that say that.
Well, I'm saying if she said wifey,
you know those people are? Those women saying that? Lazy and not very skilled in the culinary department.
Yeah. I am.
They hate to cook because they're bad at it. And now they're lashing out at this poor guy.
And Courtney says, it doesn't matter if she's feeding every person in the office. If it makes your wife uncomfortable and she's flat out told you that, then respect her and stop. That's what's wrong with marriage these days. No more respect.
I get that. See, that's probably what I would do, but I would still think it's ridiculous. But I'd do it.
Yeah. Oh, and Anita said, you are right. My quote-unquote husband is now married to his coworker that was so nice to him and brought him stuff. Trust no one.
So there you go. I mean, there's no doubt about it. In every single case, that's what's going to happen.
Hey. Right. Women's intuition, guys. Come on.
You know what they say. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach at work and then making out with him in a broom closet.
That's right. Anita said, I don't know what she'd do with the chicken tetrazzini, but Paul love it. Paul love it. That's exactly what happened.
There's a lady who's posted a video. It could be fake, but if it's not, it's another one of those instances where you hear of someone doing something and everybody goes, well, who does that? It's pretty gross. We'll find out next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at AceTJ.com/weightloss. AceTJ.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Who does that? We'll give you a scenario here in a second, a video that's gone viral. It's kind of crazy when you hear what this guy was doing by a hotel pool. But we do a lot of stuff every day. There's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. There's Ace and Friends every day. There's TJ and Jody's House. There's Riggins and the Weekend Review, which happens tomorrow. There's Nerd News, lots of different podcasts and everything. Download them all. You can sign up, like and subscribe, Spotify, Apple Music, the Ace and TJ app, where you can stream the show live 24/7. So check out everything we do from the Ace and TJ show. So here is a video that's gone viral. And this woman posted this on TikTok about a guy sitting about 15 feet from her at the hotel pool.
sitting at the pool, watching the kids live their best life, and I can hear this clicking. I know what sound that is. Please do not let it be true, right near where I'm sitting. Some dirty pig is cutting their toenails about 15 feet away from me. A grown man is cutting his toenails by the pool. And the worst thing is that when he finished, he just scooped them all off the towel onto the floor. Please tell me I'm not the only one totally disgusted by this.
So at a hotel pool, he's cutting his fingernails and just brushes them off the towel onto the ground.
People just don't know how to act.
But you know what I just saw?
Please tell me it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true.
And when a town elects a mayor who's 17, what can go wrong? There's a little town in Florida. It's probably more like a village. It's called Edgewater. And 2 years ago, they elected Diesel Depew, a 17-year-old, to be their mayor. So the mayor of the town is now 19. Well, there's a video that's in the process of going viral of the 19-year-old underage mayor allegedly getting hammered in a bar and acting a little inappropriately. They have some allegations are that he made some racial slurs while he was wasted in his bar.
Yeah, I know all about this story. I know this is a hit piece on him.
You think?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know it is.
This is allegedly a clip of him screaming about alcohol here.
I need alcohol!
Yeah. What?
That's from the video.
He's laughing, and he's in a suit and tie, and he's in the back seat just screaming that, which is not illegal. Nothing he's done there is wrong. They showed him in a bar, sitting at a table, and he's dancing at the table, kind of like you would think he was drunk. There's no alcohol in front of him. He's not drinking anything in the video. And the other one, he's on a couch at his friend's house, and he's got a drink on his chest, which looks like it could be an energy drink, but then it also looks like it could be a seltzer drink, not for sure. And he's doing, like, sitting down, doing dance motions and all. And the racial slurs are coming from his rapping along with the song that he's enjoying. So
it doesn't say that in the article that
I read. I know.
It does not say that in the article that I read.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just repeating the lyrics to the song he's rapping with that's playing in the house.
Mm-hmm. Which does have racial slurs in it.
But those aren't his words.
Right. I wish he was our mayor.
Again, who elects a 17-year-old to be the mayor of their town? Hottest trending topics. Riggins and Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so the VMAs are the top trending topic. They've been the top trending topic all day. Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year. Katy Perry won VMA Performance of All Time, Best Performance of All Time. Chappell Roan, Best New Artist. Chappell Roan was on the red carpet and cussed at a photographer. She told him to F off.
Yeah, she's a brat. She acts like a brat.
It's kind of her, bad to the bone, kind of edgy.
My daughter loves her.
Really?
Loves her, yeah.
Her music's pretty good.
Not her person, but her music.
Yeah. Tech D Rob, big fan as well.
Her music is great. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, so she performed last night as well.
How so?
Well, Katy Perry did like 13-minute performance of a medley of hits. That's good for Katy Perry. That's what she needs to be doing. Because you remind people like, hey, at one time I had a ton of songs you loved.
I flipped back over during a commercial of whatever I was watching, and Katy Perry was performing, and it was raw, and it was raunchy.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very sexual.
Yeah, there was about a minute and a half.
She was, I forgot who was with her. I forgot who was on stage with her, but it was dirty.
Yeah.
That's how female singers think they're holding on to their youth.
You're talking about a little raunchy.
By getting, you know, doing raunchy stuff and sexually graphic things.
Like ex-Tina from Christina Aguilera?
I don't know. Is that what she does?
I mean, she did a long time ago.
So, but yeah, I think that, you know, I'm relevant because I'm still sexy and hot.
Yeah.
And I'm not some old fuddy-duddy that would never come out here and rub my own boobs in front of everybody. Do you think your moms would do that? Hell no.
Your mom's going to be in here rubbing her boob?
No.
Come on down.
I'm Katy Perry. This Look is my senior year.
Look at me up here rubbing my boobs up like your mom's.
I'm hitting all the frat parties up here. Don't be getting it twisted, kids. I'm still relevant and sexy.
Make that sound like a voicemail. TJ just left somewhere. You just want to get up there rubbing my boobs. Is this TJ? Hello?
Being all raw and
like your mom.
Making all you college boys' eyes pop right out of your head.
Pop all y'all's eyes. Mm. So, yeah, the VMA's top trending topic today, along with SpaceX first civilian space journey. Whatever they call it, space. What do they call it? Mission, space mission.
It's not a mission.
The first time young people, non-government employees, the first time average citizens will ever walk in space. That is crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's nuts. Ooh. So I'm hopefully they're having a great time. And then just today is National Hug and High Five Day. So ooh, whether you like to high five or give a hug, today's the day for you.
It's also National School Picture Day.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, which I just find funny. School pictures are always funny to look at.
Best photographers among us.
Yeah.
Is that right? Right now, yeah.
Boy, you get rich. You could, not as much anymore, but there was a time you could get rich doing that. Yeah.
So with the high five and National Hug Day, so it's you're supposed to combine the two, which is hug, and then before you pull away, high five someone on the rump.
That's a new move.
Yeah.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, something has happened to a woman who gave birth to twins, and it's controversial. Some people think it's just nuts, and other people say, I don't blame her. We'll find out what you think coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay, so let's get right into this because it will probably take a little bit of extra explaining because there are a few twists and turns in it. And I'm going to try to summarize as much as possible without having to go into the entire article. There's a woman in the UK that just had twins. Notice I didn't say two twins because that's redundant. Twins means two. So she had twins. And they are identical twins. And she knew that they were going to be girls and had names picked out for them already, which people do. Side note, you never hear an expectant father or a man who hasn't even started building a family yet in any sense tell his buddies, no, I'm not telling you what name I'm going to give my kids because you'll steal them.
It's never happened in the history of the world.
Yeah, I don't want you stealing my baby name. Be that as it may. She chose the names for the babies. The babies were going to be called Delilah and Azalea.
Oh, those are good.
So what happened was it made her upset is that when the nurses she said, these are the baby's names. The nurses put the paperwork on the wrong baby. Like she wanted this one to be called Delilah and she wanted that one to be called Azalea, but the nurse did it the opposite way. So she is like through the roof. That's not what I wanted. So I never really thought of that when you are having twins and you pick out the names. if they're identical twins, does it matter usually which one gets which name? Or do you make that ahead of time and go, okay, well, whichever one comes out first is going to be called John, and then the second one is going to be called David.
Yeah, I would think typically you would just decide it ahead of time. Like, the first one is John, the second one is David. That way we're done with it, and we know right away.
But I think she decided based upon the size of the babies with her ultrasounds and stuff.
Okay.
So she said that, like, Azalea fit this one better and Delilah fit this one better. So when they came out, and I think that once they came out, one wasn't that much bigger than the other, so it wouldn't matter at that point, I wouldn't think.
But so if she has a grievance. It on, that's what she would have told them. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, the larger one is Delilah, the smaller one is Azalea, and they got them backwards.
Right.
Okay.
So what would you do?
Nothing.
I mean, even if you did, if that wasn't what you wanted, do you think that messes up the kid's life from then on? Where you think,
no, you got
the wrong name. That's why you're not acting right. You're not the right person.
Yeah, no, you're fine. They're identical twins. They're okay.
Yeah.
Can you just switch the names when you got home?
I guess you could just start calling them by the other name. But you're also dealing with government-run healthcare systems. Mm. So that, when they fill out the paperwork and get assigned the names at the hospital, it's just like doing it at a government office. So it's done.
Gotcha.
Right there.
I just don't think would be that big a deal. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't seem to be overwhelming.
Yeah. Maybe it's a funny story to tell later. Like,
supposed to be named this, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of, okay. Yeah. Things happen in life. You know, sometimes things just happen, and you got to go, I just go with it.
But that is a big, big deal with mothers.
I know.
Is the name of their child. If they had were kidnapped and had a gun to their head with a bunch of gangsters standing around them, they said, "You tell us your upcoming baby's name, and we will let you go, and we'll give you $1,000 on top of it." No. Shoot me.
Do it. End it now.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you're one of the many, many people who has taken our heed and contacted our big sponsor, Richard Tocato, at the Richard Tocato Companies, because you wanted to save money or get some money out of the equity in your home, and you contacted him and you did it, thank you. Because that makes us look really good. He came in here yesterday. He was just bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
He was showing us his whole, all of his texts and his emails and all, where people are saying, "Hey, I heard you on Ace and TJ," and, you know, whatever. So thank you. We appreciate it so much. And he does too. So if you have any kind of mortgage business that you need done, go to homewithrichard.com. Homewithrichard.com. I didn't have cold feet, as they say, when I got married, not even for a minute. Now, Ace, you remember when we were all standing in the back of the church, all the groomsmen, and we're cutting up and all of that stuff, and then we first heard that organ music start, the first note of, okay, the wedding is starting now. I kind of went, oh, okay, here we go. But then after that, it was fine.
Sure.
Everybody laughed at that 1 second. And it was done. I wasn't nervous at all. Very confident in my decision to want to marry what's her name. Some people aren't like that. A lot of people go through the wedding, go through with it, and all, knowing that they don't want to do it in that moment. They wish they could walk away, but because of embarrassment or they worry about disappointing people, and they stay in a situation. They stay in a situation that they don't really want. Well, now, there is a man that you can hire, and I'm guessing this is going to end up being big business around the world, but you can hire this guy to go to your wedding and object. Like, he disrupts the wedding, and he says, I don't think they need to be getting married because of this, this, and this, and this. Information given to him by the bride ahead of time. And then the bride, I guess, would go, okay, wait, this, we've got to stop. This, I don't know what's going on here, but I just can't go through with this right now. And then would move into, you know what, when he was saying that, I know he's crazy, and you know, but I think he's right, or I'm unsure now. I don't know. And then,
and with the groom is left going, well, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How does he know this mm-hmm. stuff? What's going on?
It started out as a prank. But hey. Now he's charging $500 to go do that. Now he gets a couple people working underneath him, makes company out of it, because he's not going to be able to continue doing it himself. Because if people see him walk in, he's like Jim Cantore or whatever. You know, they know when he's in town, there's going to be a hurricane with the Weather Channel. If they see this guy walking into a wedding, everybody just starts freaking out. They go, oh, we know who you are.
Well, mm-hmm. for the record, not a good prank. That is not a funny prank. Hey, it was a prank. No, no, sir. That is not cool.
That y'all have senses of humor.
If they're doing a world news story on you, and they refer to you as a Spanish prankster, then you probably don't get embarrassed easily. I don't know. So, ladies or men, I think would be the ones to want to use this more.
Yeah,
they're supposedly the ones getting cold feet all the time. So that service is out there, even if you want to be the one to hire your friends to do it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, go to wherever you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Ace and TJ app, the family app, Ace TJ family app. Like and subscribe and download and ring the bell to all of our stuff. We would appreciate that so much. You know, we appreciate you anyway, just for listening and supporting us, but we'd really appreciate you. I mean, if you do that, we'll, like, say, for example, you subscribe on YouTube and you watch it. We'll flash you to say thank you.
Right. We sure will.
We'll put our flashers on. This is a lady named Lottie. And, you know, I know almost everything about how the world works and little niche things about certain categories of our culture and all of that. But I learned something today. I learned that there is a hierarchy and a pecking order in a certain profession that I never knew until this lady named Lottie talked about it on the social medias.
Okay, the secret's out.
Oh, wait, I got to plug it in. I'm sorry.
Okay, the secret's out. I'm head lot lizard at the Flying J, so I get first dibs on truckers, which ones I want to entertain, and what hours I want to work. Have a nice day.
She's the head lot lizard.
Wow.
I did not know that there was a ranking system.
Well, first off, just she's admitting that she's a lot lizard to begin with. But
oh, well, her name's Lottie.
The head lot lizard.
Where'd you come up with that name, Lottie?
Lottie. Lottie Lizard.
I am the head lot lizard.
So
at the Flying J.
Now, we don't know this to be true. We don't want Flying J suing us for putting out wrong information. Sure. I love a Flying J.
Are you kidding me? It's love heaven
it.
On earth.
Love it, love it. That's what she's claiming.
Headlot Lizard.
At the Flying J. So she's just letting the locals know because there are Flying J's in every town and on every interstate.
Don't come around here. You can be a lot lizard. You just have to understand the pecking order that she gets to determine when she works and her
first dibs.
How many lot lizards do you think are on the lot at any given time?
I have no idea. And I wish there were documentaries.
You know,
I really do. That would be an interesting documentary.
A documentary about a lot lizard would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, the lot lizard world.
The subculture. Uh-huh. Like juggalos, you know, you just want to see more. It's like counterculture, like, you know.
Yeah, does she get a special, like, a profit sharing 401k kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, while she said that nicely, that was clearly a remember this face.
Yeah.
Know my name. I'm the girl.
I have staked my claim to this particular Flying J truck stop. Yeah,
exactly.
If you're about to climb up into a big rig and get into that sleeper, then I walk up and you see me and I want to do it, then you got to get down. See, he's mine.
I would have
he's
always mine. Thought the decision is left up to the trucker. The trucker's the one to determine which lot lizard he wants.
And I wonder, you know, for the women truckers, are there man lizards out there?
I don't know. We got to find them. If there are, we got to find them. I mean, I picture Joe Exotic. Like, they look like, you know, that kind of.
Riggins are now trending next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So yesterday, Joe Buck, everybody knows Joe Buck, sports commentator, got on Instagram and said that he was taking his wife to the hospital. She was undergoing surgery after a freak accident. He drove a golf ball into her ankle.
Ooh.
Yikes. So now she had to undergo extensive surgery.
Yeah, I bet that could do all kinds of damage.
I mean, if you've ever seen somebody get hit with even a kid hitting a golf ball and it hits their dad in the shin or something, it just looks
awful. Yeah, and she had to be standing right there.
I was like, how did this happen? I was hit in the back of the neck once with a golf ball by a salesperson. Accident. They couldn't play golf worth it. And I was sitting in the golf cart, and they just shanked one off the tee, and it hit me in the back of the neck.
Dang. Did you go down?
I went over in the seat like, oh, man. And I raised back up, was like, I just said some real bad words at that point. Like, what is going on?
Oh, my God. That could have been really bad.
I can easily see how if that hit her in the ankle, it could break your ankle and shatter it.
Dang. So. And, you know, I can just hear the debates starting back up again as to do women really need to be on the golf course? Is it safe for them to be out there? I say it is. I mean, I say those they can do what they want to do.
Those debates are starting back up again.
You can just hear them.
We got to go ahead and squash them.
Hopefully, you know, she gets better soon. I know that hurts. No.
Absolutely. It has to hurt. Absolutely. And then last night, the MTV Video Music Awards happened. They named Taylor Swift Artist of the Year, Chapel Rome Best New Artist, and Katy Perry basically won their Lifetime Achievement Award and performed a medley of her hits in preparation for her upcoming album.
I did see Taylor Swift and Post Malone accepting an award. It was the very beginning, right after the Eminem performance.
Yeah.
He's just a nice guy. He's a cool guy.
They seem like they're actually good friends.
Yeah, and she actually said it took months to convince him to stop saying ma'am all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, she said, there you go. You're like, oh, yes, ma'am. You know, and she's like, please stop. Yeah. But he just comes off like, the more I see of him, the more I like him.
Mm-hmm. My wife loves him now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And that album, that country album's good.
Calls him Posty.
It's real good.
That's my Posty.
Did you see what Posty said when he was talking to Dolly? She was so sweet.
I'd love to get her thoughts on Post Malone one day when I get 30 minutes if I got it. So I'm late to the party on something. I'm going to share it next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So there's this kind of rundown. I wouldn't call, no, that's not the right word. It's an older gas station near me that I've been visiting a couple times a week. And I never go inside, but a couple weeks ago I did. I had to go inside for a drink. And they had a big jar of pickled eggs on the counter. And they had cut up what I thought were hot dogs in it. And I was just like so intrigued by this. Like it's seeing this big pickle jar with this bright red liquid in it and eggs and sausage in it. I was just like, who is buying that? It just looks so gross.
In 2024, who's buying that?
Exactly. Fast forward. And I asked TJ, I said, what are those sausages? He goes, they're probably like Vienna sausages or something like that. So yesterday, stopped back at the gas station. And I asked the lady, I said, do people, are these a hot sale? And she goes, oh, come back between 11 and 1. And she goes, look here. And she points behind the counter. There's about three more jars of those sitting there. Yeah. Now, I don't know if she was implying that they go through more than one jar a day, but a lot of people buy them. She said it's a popular between 11 and 1. A lot of people come in and buy them at lunch. So now I got to do it. And I want to try them on camera. And I'm pretty sure they've also got pickled
Pig's feet. Yeah.
That, I don't know that I'm brave enough to try.
Some of the stores around, you know, where I grew up would do pickled pig's feet in almost every store and pickled pig tails.
Pig tails? Well.
Yeah, they'd have pig tails in there, yeah.
What do you eat off the tail? Is it,
it's
do you
got
eat the
a
whole?
Little bit of meat, but it's mainly the brine on it that people like that's good.
If I walked around and I saw somebody just sucking on a pigtail, I would just go nuts. But maybe I'm intrigued enough to try because I like hard-boiled eggs, so I might try these. And I'll put it on video if I do. What were you late to the party on? Maybe I'm going to find out that this is the greatest food ever. What were you late to the party at? Grey's Anatomy is in like its 29th season. If you just started watching now and you're going back, I want to talk to you. Like, what are you doing?
I'm going to go back and start all over and watch Grey's Anatomy.
30 seasons of it.
So what is it? 2 decades ago that show started. Yeah.
So what is it for you? What were you late to the party on? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so what were you late to the party with? TJ famously late to the party on sushi. But boy, did he come around. He started loving sushi.
Came around in a big way.
But then he got off of it. Why did you fall out of...
No, I still like
it. Oh, you still do?
Yeah, I eat it pretty regularly.
Okay. I know you weren't into it, and then you were, and now you're still into it. But what were you late to the party with? Like, yeah, I gave the example of watching Grey's Anatomy. They're on their 20th season or whatever. If you just discovered that, and you're like, oh, this is the greatest show ever, and now you started watching that, that's kind of crazy. So what is yours? Kay said, I'm late to the party. I just bought an air fryer. And this thing has been life-changing.
Oh, my God.
Air fryer is awesome.
So great.
Have we reached peak air fryer? Are they going to fall out of favor with people, or is the air fryer here to stay?
I think the air fryer is here to stay.
You think?
Yeah.
Because people are lazy.
Because people are lazy.
It's better than a regular oven.
No. And not when it's sitting at the edge of the counter, Rob.
That's where it does its best work.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're trying to cook your food in a giant coffee maker.
Exactly what it is.
Especially now that they have those little liners that go in that bucket for quicker and easier cleanup.
Exactly.
No, I have an air fryer. It's a toaster oven, air fryer, broiler. It's a ninja.
Wow. Oh, it does everything.
Yeah, it doesn't have the basket. Yeah.
Okay. TJ has no unitaskers. Never forget that.
None. Yeah. Rich has a great one. I'm late to the party. I just listened to Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton, and I'm really into Chris Stapleton. What?
Yeah.
Have you avoided it? How?
Yeah. Yeah, I could use less Chris Stapleton in my life, and I don't have much Chris Stapleton in my life.
Yeah, Ace is an anti-Chris Stapleton.
I'm not anti-Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, but you don't like him.
Okay. No, I think he's great and very talented. Just like, okay.
Just not doing it for him. That's fine. Which is totally fine.
I've seen him perform, and I thought, that's boring. He sounds great, but all right.
I was late to the party on iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on like iPods.
Yeah.
I thought that was ridiculous when they first came in. I didn't think they were ridiculous. I just thought, I'll never use that. I'll never have any use for that.
Who would need that?
Yeah. Who's going to need a great place to put all their music?
But I didn't listen to too much music. You know, I was more listening to talk shows and things like that. Sure. So I said, I don't need 15,000 songs at my disposal.
Who needs that?
There's a guy named Matthew that says having an iPhone. He just got February this year. Loves it.
Yeah. To the iPhone party. That's a good one. Jessica's got one. Lost. I only watched it for the first time when it came on Netflix this year. No, Lost, was that 2000, 2001?
Yeah.
I never watched that, but those are good. At the Ace TJ Show.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So Keanu was trending all day today, and it's because America has decided that Keanu Reeves is the last remaining American nice guy in Hollywood. Because Dave Grohl cheating on his wife, fathering a kid outside of marriage, and he admitted it on Instagram, and now he's trying to earn back the respect of his family. Now they're saying Keanu Reeves, last remaining American nice guy in Hollywood. And that might be true. Yeah. Dave Grohl, you were the guy. Everybody loved Dave Grohl. I don't know if this affects him long term, but right now it's not good for him. Mm-mm. So is Keanu Reeves the last remaining American nice guy?
Is Matthew McConaughey not a nice guy?
Matthew McConaughey is a nice guy.
Yeah. But there are never reports about him, you know, running around and stuff, cheating. But I know he does.
Matthew McConaughey's been arrested. You know, he got arrested for being nude, playing the bongos, high, all that kind of stuff.
But you can still be weird and be nice, you know?
Yeah.
He is weird.
Yeah,
that's
a good point, though. I think you're taking away from Matthew McConaughey a little bit. He's not the only one. There are a few. Keanu Reeves, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, so...
I bet you Elliot Yameen is still really nice.
Elliot Yameen? Boy,
there is a name that I had to think about for a second.
Bo Bias, I bet he's nice.
Yeah. No, I always was untrusting of Bo Bias. He always gave me some bad vibes.
Was Bo Bice the runner-up to Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
On American Idol? Yeah, okay.
Was the fact that he referred to people as cats. Did that do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All you cats better get ready.
Something bad. I couldn't put my finger on it. But
I spent an evening with Bo Bice at a party one night, and he was over-the-top nice.
Really?
Yeah, super nice.
What did you talk about with Bo Bice?
Just, you know, in general, going, you know, we were at an American Idol event thing.
Okay.
And just... What do you do? He's very curious. And it's, yeah, I know. I'm listening to y'all, I'm, you know, in Birmingham and all this stuff. Yeah. and he had a little protege there with him, like a teenage girl that he was helping along to get her career going and all with his. Yeah. He had started a production company or something.
That's cool. Really?
Yeah. And his wife was there with him and stuff.
Love that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Bo Bice. And Keanu.
And Keanu.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.